Hey there, awesome humans. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little more clarity and a whole lot less stress. Now, I know what you're thinking. Self-care, that's for influencers sipping kombucha on the beach in Bali. But trust me, self-care isn't about avocado toast and overpriced yoga retreats. It's about intentionally carving out time and space to recharge your batteries so you can show up as the best version of yourself every single day. In today's hustle culture, we're constantly bombarded with messages telling us to do more, achieve more, be more. But what happens when you run on empty? You burn out. You become irritable, unproductive, and frankly, a bit of a grumpy pants. So, how do we prioritize self-care in a world that seems obsessed with overachieving? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you turn self-care from a buzzword to a badass lifestyle choice. First up, understand this. Self-care isn't selfish. It's essential. Think of it like this, you wouldn't put dirty laundry in a clean hamper, right? So why treat your mind and body like that overflowing laundry basket? Taking care of yourself allows you to function at your best mentally, physically, and emotionally. You're investing in your own well-being, which ultimately benefits everyone around you. Remember, a happy, healthy you is a force for good in the world. Next, get real about what truly nourishes you. We all have different needs, so ditch the idea of one-size-fits-all self-care. Maybe it's getting lost in a good book, taking a hike in nature, or simply having a bubble bath with no distractions. Maybe it's spending quality time with loved ones, listening to your favorite music, or indulging in a delicious meal. Experiment, explore, and discover what activities truly bring you joy and leave you feeling refreshed and revitalized. Speaking of exploring, step outside your comfort zone. You know that saying you miss 100% of the shots you don't take? Well, it applies to self-care too. Try something new, challenge yourself, and push those boundaries. Maybe it's taking a pottery class, learning a new language, or even just saying yes to an invitation that initially made you nervous. Growth happens outside of our comfort zones, and embracing new experiences can be incredibly fulfilling. Ever felt like your to-do list is longer than your arm? Well, I've got news for you, it's time to ditch the guilt trip around saying no. You're not obligated to say yes to every request or obligation that comes your way. Learn to prioritize your own well-being and set healthy boundaries. It's okay to decline invitations, delegate tasks, or simply take a break when needed. Remember, saying no to some things allows you to say yes to what truly matters. Finally, practice gratitude. Sounds simple, right? But the power of gratitude is often underestimated. Taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small, can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. Start a gratitude journal, jot down 3 things you're thankful for each morning, or simply take a moment to reflect on the positive aspects of your day. Gratitude shifts your perspective, fosters happiness, and reminds you of all the good in your life. Imagine this. You wake up feeling energized, ready to tackle the day. You make time for a healthy breakfast, go for a walk in nature, listen to an inspiring podcast, and connect with loved ones. You work efficiently, take breaks when needed, and end the day feeling accomplished and content. This isn't a fantasy, it's the power of self-care in action. It might sound simple, but those small moments of intentional self-love can have a ripple effect on every aspect of your life. You become more resilient, more focused, and more capable of handling whatever challenges come your way. And let's be honest, who wouldn't want that? So, what's one small act of self-care you can incorporate into your day starting right now? Maybe it's taking 5 deep breaths, stretching for a few minutes, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. Remember, every little bit counts. Join me tomorrow for another episode of Clarity First, where we'll explore how to cultivate mindfulness and bring more presence to your everyday experiences. Keep shining, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.